FNC's Carlson, Central Americans are not impressed by Kamala Harris. BLM flags, they just laugh and tell us to go away. By Jeff Poor on June 9, 2021. Tuesday, Fox News Channel host Tucker Carlson opened his program by discussing Vice President Kamala Harris' high-profile trip to Mexico and Central America, which Carlson argued was not having the impact that the media and others would have the public believe. Carlson added this was true for other aspects of Harris' public profile. Transcript as follows. Carlson, it was almost 2 years ago during the Democratic presidential primaries that Kamala Harris appeared on CNN to explain where she stood in the race. Now at that moment, Harris had just been memorably and completely humiliated by Tulsi Gabbard of Hawaii during a televised debate, so she needed to explain what had just happened. Here's what she said, quote, "I'm obviously a top-tier candidate," Harris said. "And so I did expect that I would be on the stage and take hits tonight." Now, if you're following the race at that moment, you chuckled because in fact, Kamala Harris was not a top-tier candidate. Not then, not ever, not since the day she actually announced. Now on paper, she had seemed like a very serious contender. She was a United States senator from the country's biggest state. She was a former prosecutor who enjoyed nearly universal support among Washington Post reporters and MSNBC anchors, so it seemed for a while like it could work. Why wouldn't it work? Well, here's why. The problem was, actual voters found her repellent. We don't need to guess about this. We have the numbers. The more Kamala Harris they got, the more repelled they became. By December, Harris was losing to Andrew Yang in her own state. The majority of California Democrats, primary voters, said they wanted her to drop out of the race. Harris was even getting crushed in Iowa, a tiny state where she had spent virtually all of her money. So, even in a business that is famous for awarding falseness, Kamala Harris was just too phony to win. She was too fake for politics. So the question is, how did Kamala Harris wind up effectively in charge of the entire country? That's a question that historians of democracy will spend decades pondering. Democracy being, you'll remember from school, a system in which citizens get to choose their own leaders. Yet apart from a few handlers around Joe Biden, nobody really chose Kamala Harris. It's a pretty amazing story, actually. It is frustrating, but it's also deeply amusing. So, take a moment once in a while just to pause. A respite, to enjoy the pure hilarious absurdity of Miss Kamala D. Harris, you will find it refreshing. So this is a fully vaccinated person who recently kissed her fully vaccinated husband while both of them wearing surgical masks and then pretended it was entirely normal. Just like you do at home, kissing your vaccinated husband with a surgical mask. This is the daughter of two college professors who tells you with a straight face that she grew up poor and depressed under Jim Crow in California. This is a person who can't stop lecturing you about American values, what this country stands for, despite the fact she didn't really grow up here. Actually, Harris went to high school in Montreal. And yet, and this is the amazing part, even in French-speaking Canada, she now tells us, quote, "many generations of her Indian and Jamaican family somehow celebrated Kwanzaa. That's a holiday that was invented in Los Angeles in 1966. And we could go on, but let's summarize it for you. How fake is Kamala Harris? We'll put it this way. She can't even decide how to pronounce her own first name. We've heard her say at least two different ways with maximum confidence. Imagine being her. What would your life be like? Well, among other things, you'd be terrified at any moment of being pulled off script. Because once you were off the script, what would you say? How would you know? You don't even know who you are. Something like that just happened. When Harris spoke to her friends over at NBC News, watch this. Begin video clip. Lester Holt, NBC News anchor, do you have any plans to visit the border? Kamala Harris, D., Vice President of the United States. At some point, you know, we are going to the border. We've been to the border. So this whole thing about the border, we've been to the border. We've been to the border. Holt, you haven't been to the border. Harris, and I haven't been to Europe, and I mean, I don't know, I don't understand the point that you're making. End video clip. Carlson, I've never been to Spain, but I kind of like the music. I don't understand the point you're making. Of course, she doesn't understand the point. No one ever asked her real questions. When was the last time that happened? Tulsi Gabbard was probably the last person to do it. And in almost 2 years since, Harris has continued to ascend. How did she do that? Well, purely on the basis of how she looks. Meanwhile, because it is so improbable that someone this unimpressive has become so powerful, the people in charge are forced to assure us, almost with hysteria, that she is brilliant and impressive. In order to prepare the rest of us for her inevitable march to the White House, they've had to create a Soviet-level cult of personality around her, and we're not exaggerating. Look around. The LA Times, which was a news organization at one point, announced that Harris was getting her own section in the newspaper. That is news dedicated exclusively to Kamala Harris. Readers get their business news, the international news, and then their critical Kamala Harris news. She is now her own category of news. The paper called the news section covering Kamala Harris. Not surprisingly, the first dispatch from the LA Times' new Kamala Harris bureau didn't focus on her policy accomplishments. That would have been a pretty thin section. Instead, the paper covered the way she looks. Quote, Kamala Harris is all kinds of firsts. The first woman of color, the first black woman, the first mixed-race woman and South Asian elected to national office. So in other words, what really matters about Kamala Harris and what should matter to you, according to the New York Times, is her DNA. It is really kind of a science project. Disney went further than that. Kamala Harris, Disney explained to your kids recently, isn't actually a political leader. She's more than that. She's like a god. Begin video clip. Unidentified female, once, there was a young girl who used her voice to make the world around her a better place. Some say the odds were stacked against her, but her mother had big plans for this little flower. With freedom fighting in her blood, she led a successful protest so kids could continue to play and became part of a divine group of leaders. She rose to places that no woman had. From front lawn activist to Madam Vice President, she will use her voice to run this nation and inspire it, too. Kamala Harris, making her story. End video clip. Carlson, Kamala Harris, next time you see someone walking across the top of your swimming pool, it's probably Kamala Harris. She became part of a divine group of leaders. Divine in the literal sense, like the Dalai Lama, or Kim Jong-un. She shot an 18 in her last round of golf. Now, Kamala Harris does have a kind of appealing humility, so she doesn't compare ourselves to God. She prefers the superhero analogy. In fact, her own book is called Superheroes Are Everywhere. That's the book that wound up at a migrant detention facility recently. If you haven't seen it, or if you're looking for more Kamala Harris books, there's a whole assortment. You can get her niece's book that's called Kamala and Maya's Big Idea. What's the idea? We couldn't find it. And if your kids are interested, and of course they are, they can buy the quote, youth-oriented edition of Kamala Harris's ghostwritten memoir. And of course, because why wouldn't there be? We now have Kamala Harris-themed food in this case. Baked goods apparently made by the United States military. On her way to Guatemala this weekend, on the plane, Kamala Harris walked to the back to hand out cookies. Not just any cookies, not Oreos, not Fig Newtons, cookies in the shape of Kamala Harris. One USA Today reporter was thrilled, excitedly snapped a picture. Quote, the VP made a visit to the back to the plane and delivered cookies decorated with the shape of her likeness. So Kamala Harris isn't just a vice president. She's a star. She's a major historical figure. Indeed, she is God. And if you say that enough, you tend to kind of believe it. That's where our media find themselves, they believe it unquestioningly. So as she headed to Latin America this weekend, they had the highest possible hopes. Begin video clip. Unidentified female, the night that Kamala Harris made history as the first woman, the first person of color, elected vice president, she made clear that winning a seat at the table was just the first step in her highest profile assignments so far. A solo trip to Guatemala and Mexico this weekend to tackle the root causes of the surge in migration. Joy Reid, MSNBC host, the symbolism of having a mom of color up there talking, you know about these situations, I think it is important. Jess Morales Rocketo, co-chair, Families Belong Together. The child of immigrants, first black, first South Asian woman is going to represent us in Guatemala today. I mean, I would really kill to be able to be a fly on that wall in those meetings. Unidentified female, remember, She is a first woman vice president. She is the first woman of color vice president, and this triple starts to shape how Americans view her. Unidentified male, the fact that Kamala Harris is visiting there as the first woman. Female vice president, the first woman of color to visit that region. Herself, a child of immigrants, that speaks volumes as well to the people of those countries. End video clip. Carlson, well, in addition to everything else, she's a mom now. We didn't know that. But most to the point, really the nub of the theme here is that she is a quote, person of color. So, any person of color goes to Latin America to be around other, quote, people of color, it is a love match. They're going to love Kamala Harris in Latin America. It's obvious that's how our credential class thinks, people of color love people of color. Unfortunately for Kamala Harris, that is not actually how Latin Americans think. Latin America is not America. Latin America is a traditional society. People in Latin America are still allowed, to their great credit, to say obvious things. They haven't been trained by their leaders to censor their unapproved thoughts. So sometimes they just go ahead and utter them. As Kamala Harris found out yesterday when she arrived in Guatemala. Her motorcade was mobbed by protesters, not trying to get her autograph or buy her superhero books, but telling her to get the hell out of their country. Kamala, go home, read one placard. Another sign near the presidential palace. This one really hurt, read this, Kamala, Trump won. Now, to a certain kind of liberal, this was shocking, and some in the press pool seemed shocked by it. But they shouldn't have been shocked. Guatemalans of all people know what political corruption looks like. Because they live in a corrupt system, and they looked up to the United States and they saw the presidential election wasn't exactly on the level, because it wasn't. They knew that all the powerful people in the U.S. were on one side, Joe Biden's side, and so they trusted the outcome less, and then they said it. And by the way, and this maybe hurts most of all, and MSNBC is going to have a lot of trouble digesting this, but it's true, some Guatemalans actually support Donald Trump. And that doesn't shock people who have been paying attention. Who does your average Guatemalan have more in common with? Let's be honest. Kamala Harris or Donald Trump? Come on. It's not even close. Among other things, Latin America to this day is still a vigorous patriarchy. So, it turns out that gender-bending academic postmodern feminism doesn't make sense there. It's totally confusing to your average campesino. They think it's absurd, and they are right. It is. So in Guatemala, it is pretty hard to sell Kamala Harris as a god. Kamala Harris is looking to be treated like God. She got to go to London or some other population center where the people hate themselves and hate their own culture. That stuff doesn't work in Central America. The White House should have known that. The State Department, too. Isn't this their job? But they didn't know it. Because it turns out, in addition to being hard-edged ideologues, which they are, a lot of these people are actually pretty incompetent. They're not quite sure what they're doing, and you can tell by watching carefully. They are flying BLM flags from American embassies around the world. Why are they doing that? So, people will love us. But in real life, no one outside America is impressed by a BLM flag outside the embassy. In fact, they think it's pathetic. Why? Because it's an intentional self-conscious display of weakness. And guess what? No one on earth actually respects weakness. If you want the world to like you, you would show strength. You might fly the Gadsden flag, don't tread on me. People in Guatemala will get that, they'd respect it. They might even like us more. You know what they don't like? Cringing self-hatred. That's disgusting to them and to most people. It's a feature of human nature. It's universal. Now, Tony Blinken is the Secretary of State. You think you would understand that? He is America's top diplomat. Apparently, he doesn't. At every opportunity, he self-flagellates in front of the entire world. Here's a selection. Begin video clip. Antony Blinken, U.S. Secretary of State. The United States to be a credible force for human rights around the world. We have to face the realities of racism and hatred here at home. We can't sweep our shortcomings under the rug or pretend they don't exist. We need to face them openly and honestly. Even if that's ugly, even if that's painful. That's how we live up to our values. End video clip. Carlson, it's not painful for the rest of the world to watch a moron like Tony Blinken talk about how terrible America is. It's not painful. It's laughable. It's ridiculous. The administration sincerely believes the rest of the world deeply appreciates we'd get up and beat ourselves up for sins that took place 100 years ago. They think Central Americans are impressed by our BLM flags. No. They're not impressed, and they are unimpressed by Kamala Harris. They just laugh and tell us to go away. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.